At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Halfway through this Friday edition of the Greg Hill Show, Greg, of course, on Nantucket, Wiggy on the Vineyard, Shime in Maine, but we're here. Me, yep. Curtis, Razor, we've got Jackson, we've got Tom. We were smack dab in the middle of the news, but if you're a puckhead, you're going to want to stay tuned because we're going to get to more thoughts of the Bruins from Razor as we get into next season. So you and Sturm are buds.
Well, we played with each other.
You said he was your pal.
You call him the Sterminator.
The Sterminator, yes, yeah. The Sterminator. No, so he's a great person, great guy, a former teammate, but he lives in L.A. Like, I haven't, like, hung out with him.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing him Tuesday.
All right, okay. Yeah. So we'll get some more thoughts from Razor on that. We'll also have your Hill Notes at 9:20 this morning. So if you're on the Odyssey app, go up, leave us a nice Hill Note. It's a Friday, guys. Let's be a little bit more positive than we were yesterday. But like I said, we were right in the middle of the news. And there's a warning if you're headed to the airport today. I am not flying Air Canada, so I'm in the clear. Air Canada has started canceling most of their 700 flights today ahead of a planned strike by unionized flight attendants tomorrow that'll leave some 100,000 passengers SOL. The Prime Minister has given the union a noon Eastern time deadline today to respond to the carrier's request for binding arbitration. Air Canada has said that if they stop, restarting operations will take over a week.
Now, this would be a perfect time to go on vacation on an Air Canada flight to somewhere you don't want to leave.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it would be...
You're not coming home.
Go to the Seychelles or Seychelles yeah, or the St. Right. Barts.
Yeah.
But
it's just crazy to me. Like, if you're one of those 100,000 passengers, you've probably paid... Air Canada's not cheap.
No, because it's a monopoly. So we could go down a long hole. We could go down the rabbit hole on this one. The reason why this is such a problem is because...
Let's go to our Canadian correspondent.
Yes, yes.
Air Canada has a monopoly on air travel in Canada, which is the same way the banks have... It's a problem because you can't go from the American counter over to the Delta counter in Canada. It's Air Canada across the board. So if you're in Toronto and you want to go somewhere, you have to basically take an Air Canada flight unless you're staying inside the country. So it's a complete disaster. Unfortunately, the government in Canada itself is a bit of a disaster as it is. And this is just exacerbating the issues that they have up there. And people are just losing their minds because literally you don't have another option. That's why there's 120,000 people being affected.
And what a time for a strike to happen. Like August, it's the end of the summer. Like people are trying to get their last vacation in before the kids go back to school. Like this is the maybe the worst time besides, you know, the 4th of July or the holidays.
Well, and the biggest thing, like they've already canceled the flights and they're starting with the overseas flights. So imagine planning your bucket list trip to Italy and having that canceled on you. You get a full refund though. So, you know, good luck getting your hotel refund back and everything else.
But it's
crazy. A disaster.
So do no other airlines attempt to compete? Is it government run?
It's government run.
Oh,
yes.
It is.
It's socialism.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so the government and its union can't get along?
No, imagine that. Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Imagine that.
Huh.
All right, we've got a douche move ruling in the news today. A man in L.A. has finally been arrested after months of blaring a train horn from his house. So he says he was doing it because he was being threatened and the police weren't doing enough. So he decided to take it out on all of his neighbors. The neighbors say, that's not an excuse. You've been setting off this air horn constantly for months.
Oh, my God.
Here's Gary, the perpetrator, and his neighbors talking about what's going on.
He does this periodically, several times during the day. It only shuts off when the air runs out because it's blasted by air. Then he turns it back on. It has a range of 3.5 miles. It is an actual train horn.
I want justice to be served. I do sincerely apologize to my neighbors. I honestly, to God, I'm so sorry to discomfort you guys in your own homes. I don't know what else to do.
I mean, I hear what he's saying. He needs help, but what kind of help does he need?
3 cop cars showed up. They were here for about a half hour. And they all turned around, hopped in their cars, and drove away.
Could you imagine living next to that guy and having that go? Imagine being a new parent and getting your baby down. Everybody says, like, the sundowning time and whatever.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a mess.
I want more details. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like,
here?
Who's threatening him? Yeah, what are the issues that he's not getting handled?
How is this possible? This is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, there is no greater douche move, right?
No,
I mean,
way.
Like, what could you possibly do absent, like, leaving your dog for long periods of time and having the dog bark? That would be more damaging to the psyche in that it's at all, you don't know when it's coming.
No, that's the worst part, because you don't know the routine of it.
I have a show idea.
Yes.
When it's been too long since we've talked sports, Shimer Jackson play. And we get right into it.
Yeah.
Like, we have to stop whatever the subject is and get into Vrabel.
You got to put that guy in the same jail cell as the sandwich thrower.
Yeah. I liked. Oh, speaking of the sandwich thrower, Mitch is incredible. Mitch is back from vacation today. He already has the side by side of Greg in the sandwich thrower.
Oh, my
thrower.
God. We got to see it.
So if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you could see this go down. Who had a better throw? I don't know. Greg.
Oh, definitely the sandwich.
Yeah, sandwich thrower followed through better.
It's
Love
so
it.
Interesting. That one he threw over the catcher's head, but then the one at the Woo Sox, like, bounced
the
before.
The catcher doesn't even go for it.
It actually wasn't that high. He just didn't give an effort in any way whatsoever.
It made it look so much worse.
So good. We could talk about an author in Canada. Where do you stand on AI, Razor? Are you all for it? Are you a ChatGPT?
Sorry, we have the one that I wanted.
Oh, yeah. Like, that one, he gave up.
Oh, and his pants split. Okay, yeah. Let's see.
Hands on his knees.
He's
right?
in front of the mound, and the ball doesn't even hit the dirt in front of the plate.
Oh.
Look at this.
He's so nervous.
It's like he had never met a baseball.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
One more time. I got to keep seeing that. Holy cow.
I've never seen that. That's awful. The hands on the knees are the best.
Yeah. Curtis and I were watching from
Which one was first?
This one happened after.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the complete correction. Okay. I'm not going over the catch.
Right.
I'm not going to get made fun of that way, and he just put it in the dirt.
Right, it's slice it after you hook it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Throwing it over the catcher's head.
So ChatGPT, do you use it?
Not really, no. I just don't have a... I would, but I don't send a lot of, like, sales emails or things like that. Like, I just don't have a real use for it right now.
Have you been duped by AI at all?
No, because I don't read any of the emails that I get either. Like, it has to be from a person. So.
But what about on social media? Like, Curtis was famously duped by a photo of Swayman, Don Sweeney and Cam Neely. Yeah.
It looked like a coffee shop. One of their heads was tilted in a way.
It was like an owl completely in the back.
It was...
Life of low moments, that was a low moment.
Eric
Shunt.
I don't think so, because
I try not to do that. I know my kid uses it for stuff. Like, they're all in on it.
Yeah.
For sure. And they're doing schoolwork and stuff.
I don't even get it where it's like, you open the email now and it's like, this is the, like, breakdown of what's in there.
Yeah.
That feels intrusive.
Well,
yeah.
But it helps.
I just read the email. The email's not that long.
Yeah, but people use them, especially, I mean, we don't really work in a corporate setting.
No.
Like, people that do work in a corporate setting, right. I think it's very helpful. But there are certain people who think that whether they're a musician or an author, they're worried that their jobs are going to be...
Well, they are.
Right. Yeah. Well, an
don't
author...
Don't go to law school.
An author in Canada. I'm really gearing the news towards you today.
Yeah, perfect.
Allison McBain, she's trying to show people that AI isn't really that good. So she wrote 34 books in 34 weeks using AI. Here's the author, Allison, talking about why she wanted to do this.
I'm a pretty fast writer. I've been sort of honing my speed over the years. So I write about 1,500 words an hour. I wanted to show that one author could write almost as fast as AI, but hopefully much better and using no AI at all. Look at an AI-written article or story. It feels very generic. There's no wild flights of fancy. There's nothing that really stands out. Writing is about the love of it. Writing should not just be to produce something. It's to tell your story.
Wild flights of fancy. I'm going to start using that.
You should.
So she compared her writing 34 books in 34 weeks to AI's writing of 34 books. And clearly, yeah, I understand what she's saying, that there's more emotion in it. People are more creative than AI could ever be. But my worry is that AI is only going to get better. They're only going to become more powerful and more creative. So they're going to learn from what's going on right now, and only they're going to take over everything.
Well, and that's cool. 34 weeks, 34 books, but you could have wrote 34 books in like 34 minutes with AI.
Right.
So what's the race to?
Exactly.
The more you use AI, the more easily you're replaced by it.
Correct.
That is true. But then also, like Greg brought up the other day, I believe it was his lead, that band that people were loving, and they had millions of subscribers on Spotify, and they just found out that the band is fake. It's an AI band, and people have been listening to them.
So does it matter, though?
That was the question that Greg asked. And I said it did, because you're not going to be able to see them live. You're never going to be able to hear them live. You're never going to be able to go to a concert.
I don't want Megadeth to die, so if they can go to AI, it would be awesome.
Yeah, okay, there you go. You and Jackson.
Yeah.
Why? Does it matter to you?
I don't know. I threw the question out. I sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't. I guess certain situations and I don't know if it. The whole thing is, I guess I'm kind of I'm resolved to the fact that it's not going to matter. I guess whether it matters to me or not, it's not going to matter to the world.
But then you look at somebody in Twitch right now said this is incorrect. AI is used to help make things easier, not replace you. That's how it starts. That's how it always starts. But then all of a sudden, a company is going to look at this and say, wait, I can just have an AI account and get the same work out of somebody without paying them.
Right. If it's more efficient and easier for you to do your job, then your company can just use the system that you're using to have you do your job.
Right.
So to replace you with it. Like, it's not, I don't know. I just... The cornerstones of the next 50 years in the world will be founded upon logic, reasoning, and adaptability. That's it. What you have to utilize logic, philosophy, understanding how to discern what is going on around you will always be paramount, and no computer will ever be able to do that for you. It's about understanding the world and doing things your own way and not allowing a computer to dictate everything you do, and I think you'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's not that much different from the last 20, 50 years.
Always.
It's always kind of the same.
There's always one. Whether we've had internet or no internet, whether we've had, you know, AI or no AI.
Adaptability, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You can't be a dinosaur.
Like, we're going to see it next week when we do the radio telethon, and a reminder to tune in all day, every day, to WEEI and Nesson's coverage of the radio telethon beginning 6 a.m. with Greg and Greg, Wiggy, Courtney, Shime, myself, everybody back. And at the start of the show on Monday morning, Rob and Karen Hale will be setting up a match. Two people, a family that is on the Mount Rushmore of philanthropic families in the history of the state, in the history of New England, people that do everything quietly, are going to begin with a match for our audience that is unprecedented. So I'm not going to give the details because Greg will yell at me, but Rob Hale will be on Monday morning at 6:05 to announce his family's match, which will be amazing. And we'll hear from the doctors and the clinicians and the nurses at the Dana-Farber about AI and how that's helped. It's great to do a bunch of things, like so it can put together 100 different experiments on the same data, which is great, and we should be using it. But AI can't find the cure for multiple myeloma. It's something that you can use as a tool, just like you use other things, but it's not the only thing that...
And AI is never going to have the bedside manner that we find is so unbelievably helpful for these patients, especially when we meet the doctors and nurses that are taking care of them every single day.
Yes.
We're going to end with a crazy stat because Massachusetts is officially the most expensive place to live in the country. What do you guys think for a single person living in Massachusetts in 2025 is the income needed
to live in like
a to live in Massachusetts?
Single person, boy, I'm going to guess $85,000.
Razor?
Yeah, I was going to go $100,000.
$120,141 for a single person. For a family, you are a family of five or four?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, yeah.
A family of four in Massachusetts, $313,747 in 2025.
Oh, my God.
And what's even crazier is, like, you think of the New Yorks, the LAs. New York, way down the list. For a single adult living in New York in 2025, $114,691. For a family of four, $276,973. How did Massachusetts jump so high?
And our utility bills are ridiculous. We need to start doing good business.
I'm sorry. I'm moving to Hawaii if it's less expensive.
Oh, well, holy. Hawaii is only at number two on the list.
But still less expensive.
Yeah, it's less.
The problem is they don't talk sports, and for me, they don't do hockey. And well, like otherwise, yeah. There's no reason. I mean, the problem is this is the greatest place to
raise a family. It is.
Like, I'm from somewhere else, and I choose because of all of those things, and the hospitals, and the Jimmy Fund, and all those great things we talk about. That's why
Nesson.
Nesson. I love Nesson more than anything else in New England.
Right.
By far the biggest reason to live here is Nesson.
Yeah.
You hear that number and you question why you would do it.
Massachusetts is the most expensive overall. The only one that beats them for the income of a single adult is Hawaii at $124,467.
I love it here, believe me, but Courtney and I discussed it. The aloha spirit, the mahalo spirit just overwhelms you when you're in Hawaii.
It does.
It's so far away. If you can do that, that's the best part.
I just got sad news. If you want to talk about sick brag or bougie bitches, but the...
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Hawaii suspending nonstop service.
From Boston. Yes.
All because of James.
Yeah.
No, he was fine. There was another baby on the plane. But yeah, that was the greatest trip. It's so far. It was only 9 hours. I don't know how they do it.
How far that
is. It's like supersonic.
It's the one time that I went, we went through like Salt Lake City.
Probably Delta.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and that's like a 20-hour trip.
Yeah, it's a long one.
And I know I don't want to step on a tease or anything else, but I just want to, we need to get to, at some point, I just read a news story posted this morning by Karen Grigian, another Patriots reporter that is not a bomb tosser, that is as respected as anybody in Boston media. With similar questions and a darker picture about the current status of Diggs in the offense now versus when he arrived.
All right, we can get to that around 9:50 this morning, but right now we got to get to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Pats had their second and final joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. A pretty big scuffle took place with Mike Vrabel once again jumping in. No blood this time for the head coach, who celebrated his 50th birthday yesterday. The O-line had a tough day according to those in attendance. Drake May finished 8 of 11 and 11 on 11s, while Josh Dobbs was 11 of 17. Will Campbell had a false start in the final period, and Morgan Moses gave up a sack. The Pats take on the Vikings tomorrow in their second preseason game out in Minnesota at 1. Like Curtis just said, we'll hear from Karen Grigian coming up at the end of the hour. The Red Sox back home tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Braintree took on Southeast Regional Champs from South Carolina in the first round of the Little League World Series yesterday. They fell 13-0 and now will continue on in the elimination bracket with their next game against Richmond, Texas tomorrow at 3. And step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor, trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. So change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation, 1-800-GET-HAIR. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk Bruins with...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Razor. Wow. See, I'm sorry. That's impressive.
Yeah, so it's kind of like everything else, though, right? Where you could just... Most people now consume music or consume everything in like snippets.
Yeah.
Right. It's like the Spotify. It's just in the background rather than like the front to back album cover, passionate about Megadeth or like I went to Oasis in London. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen ever again. Like those are gone because you would get the CD or you get the record, you go front to back. People don't consume things like that anymore. So that's why this AI kind of works with for someone who's not really into music will be like, yeah, that sounds really good. I'll listen to it while I'm, sitting on the patio.
Yeah, so that's the difference in between like a musician and like somebody else. Like I can hear that. And that's like the hallmarks to a good pop song. Like you have the gritty voice, which is popular in country now. And you have the guitar and you have kind of a sad story. So you put all those elements together, and AI will make a song. But like a musician could, a really talented musician with a good voice and a good writing style could do that in maybe not as quick as AI, but in a couple hours.
Yeah, but Jackson, you're a big music guy. Listening to that, if you didn't know the story, you would think that was a real person, a real band.
Yes, I would, but I don't think it's as difficult or like crazy that it could do it because
no,
it just
but that's
takes,
the issue yeah. that it's not that hard that they can do that and put out a song that is good. Like that to me is crazy, and I get what Razor's saying that just everybody wants things right now and nobody has the attention span to go front to back when it comes to a new album release. But concerts are still selling out like crazy. It's hard to get
Bad
tickets.
Bunny literally changed the finances of Puerto Rico. He's done when you say a residency there for the last couple of months?
Yeah.
Literally the biggest tourist attraction that Puerto Rico has ever had. So music and live music still around and still making it big.
There are rumors out there, and I hate to throw her name out there, but that Taylor Swift might be doing a residency at the Sphere. Baseball Brett sent me something yesterday about that. And
she's selling out.
I mean,
Metallica's doing it.
It won't be like a legit residency, like a long one. She's just going to, like how Zac Brown Band is doing one. Greg's going to that show.
Interesting fact, the greatest question ever asked to Bill was if he was going to visit the Sphere when he was in Vegas for joint practices.
He didn't know what it was.
Yeah, boy was that. He loved me. No, I think the just like logic, reason, experience. That is what everybody is after now. And I feel like that you cannot replicate it. There's no AI replication of a beautiful night in a sunset or a great concert, a good meal. Like, AI doesn't make, pizza. Mm-hmm. You can put it in an oven, but the ingredients, I just find it to be that we make things so simplistic, and we always are into these foreboding stories about how this is the demise of mankind. It's like, if we create it, we can remove it. Like, we have the ability to do that. People that just quit and are like, oh, it's going to all be computers. It's like, no, we will figure it out.
Exactly. All right. I want to get more thoughts from Razor when it comes to the Bruins. A crazy couple of seasons have taken place. We went from Montgomery with a record high season, then a very disappointing postseason. Then he gets fired midseason, gets replaced by Sacco. Then Sacco gets canned. And now we've got Marco Sturm. Where do you see the Bruins stand right now? Where do you see them going in the future? It just feels like an identity crisis of sorts, if I could say that, especially now with their captain gone.
Yeah, I think, well, it's this is the, since I've done this job or come back and really paid attention to the Bruins again, this is definitely the most different offseason, or going into the season has the most the first time where there's uncertainty, or I'm a little unsure of what exactly this is going to look like, or how it's going to play out. I've even going into last year, I didn't think they were as good as the year before, but I felt pretty confident in the lineup that they had and who they had in the roster. And this year I'm cautiously optimistic, but that's just kind of who I am anyways. And I, I get it, but the fact that you have Lindholm, I go back to, yes, the core of Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, Chara is gone, but I still like the core of David Pastrnak, Charlie McAvoy, Jeremy Swayman, Hampus Lindholm. This isn't a team that is going to go to the bottom. Okay. They went to the bottom last year because it got really bad and they decided that that's what they were going to do. Like, the roster at the end of the season was not very good.
Why did it get so bad last season?
Well, a lot of it,
though,
we talked about Swayman.
Yep.
Hampus Lindholm missing 65 games. That killed them. There was no secondary option. The power play struggled because of it. He's a huge piece of this. He eats 23, 24 minutes a night. I think we...
So does Greg.
Yes, correct. We overlooked how important Hampus was, and I think we saw that with the 65 games that he missed. Charlie McAvoy missed the last 30 games. So you miss the top two defensemen. I don't care if you're the Florida Panthers. If you miss two of your top defensemen and a few forwards up front, you're not going to be as good. You're just not. And
what happened with Monty?
Well, I think with Monty, it seemed that he didn't want to stay here. I think we heard at the start of the year that we want to do a contract extension. We want to do a contract, and they couldn't get to that. So at some point, you had to make a choice in where the season was going at that point. They're only one game under 500, but it didn't look good, right? They were losing 8-1. They were losing 9-2 on the road. They were giving up 5 goals in third periods. And the neutral zone was a mess, and it didn't look right. It wasn't right. And the fact that he wasn't signing an extension that they were offering him, he wasn't putting pen to paper, they had to make a decision. And it seemed obvious after the fact that he went right to St. Louis 3 days later, which is his hometown, yep, which is where his wife's from, which is where his family lives, that was
figured out,
seemed
beforehand
to be a bit of an option in the back of his head, whether it was midseason or at the end of the season, where he was just a little unsure if he was really going to stay here as a Boston Bruin. And I think him going to St. Louis was the perfect scenario for him and his family, but also kind of lent itself to where the Bruin, it seemed as though there was something else going on. It wasn't just a matter of firing Jim Montgomery. It was that Jim Montgomery might not have really wanted to be here long term.
So you're saying that 5-year deal wasn't totally consummated the second he was fired with the Blues?
I'm just saying it's
unlikely.
You can connect the dots a little bit in the fact that he went to a... It wasn't... It wasn't the same as Bruce Cassidy. It's right. Not the same as Bruce Cassidy. And again, these guys that have very, we talked Mike McDaniel, like you have 2 or 3 years. If you're a good coach, you're going to get a job again right out of the gates. That's just the way the hockey world is. Jim Montgomery, there's more to it in the fact that he went to the exact place that he wanted to go and signed a huge extension in St. Louis.
Don't you feel like they need to now stay put, though? Like, when it comes to Marco Sturm, they've got to give him a real fighting chance. It just felt like, to me, well, they canned Sacco when nothing was going in. Like, he was set up for failure.
Correct. And Joe's been around the league forever. And yeah, listen, he did a great job up until Christmas. That first 6 weeks, he got everybody back in place. But again, it just wasn't sustainable with the back end that they had with Lindholm out. And Joe knew that. I don't see him not getting rehired as another coach. Like
head coach?
It was interim. They didn't ever commit to him being the head coach. It was like he was the placeholder. They weren't going to go and make a decision quickly in October and wanted the summer. And they took a long time to make this decision on Marco Sturm as well, which I think just goes to show why they didn't do that in October, because they know that they can't pull the trigger again 3 months into this.
So Sweeney, I think, is one of the more unique executives in Boston sports over the last generation, mm-hmm. because he's had great success. They give you the numbers. I know Dan Duquette got in trouble for it, but most points over a certain number of years, most regular season wins, and yet here they are on their third coach, and not that, what, 4 years, 3 years? And the coach they had, Cassidy, which you're right, that felt like that was a unit that worked well together that had just run its course.
Yep.
They were saddened to see Cassidy go. Cassidy was frustrated when he left. But I think that was a unit for a long period of time. How do they make this work? And how does Sweeney, you know, how long is the leash? Because I think it's now on Sweeney. Sturm, I guess, could be collateral damage. But if the team isn't successful in the next 2 to 3 years, that will be on Sweeney more so than the coach.
Yeah, it feels like that's where we're at. But I think it's really important for everyone to understand that this is going to and Don Sweeney's going to get fired at some point, right? Like, no GM has ever been a GM for 50 straight years in his entire career. Right. But it's important for everyone to know the exact same thing's going to happen when Don Sweeney gets fired. Whenever that is, whether if it's 5 years from now, he's going to get a job the next day if he wants it. He's highly, highly regarded in the National League. You don't get Team Canada general manager opportunities for Four Nations, being on part of the Olympic team in Canada, if you're not really well-respected and thought of very highly in the hockey world. It's a massive job, and the fact that he was given that job just proves what he's thought of and how hard he works and what his discipline in the job is and how much he puts into it. So it's just important to put that out there first. I know we're in Boston. I know it doesn't really matter what everyone else thinks. This is Boston, and he's been here a long time, and they haven't won a Stanley Cup under his, and they had a bad draft 10 years ago, which we still somehow talk about all the time. I understand all that criticism and the fact that he's gone through coaches. It is on them right now, and I think Don knows it as well as anyone. He's a Boston guy now, and he understands that.
How hard was it, do you think, for him when it came to Brad and the decision to go with that trade?
No, it was hard for everybody, and certainly the organization has to know what the fallout will be. Again, they know this market and deal with it on a daily basis. And they I'm sure they knew, especially him going to Florida. Everybody knows what that narrative is going to be once it gets done. But I also think it lends itself to how good Don is at his job at a lot of times, that he's willing to do that and willing to make those decisions. The easy one would have been to let Brad stay. That would have been the easy one.
Did you believe any of the rumors that after he won the Stanley Cup that there were maybe talks of bringing him back?
No, I think that, I mean, talks is, you know, what does that mean? I'm sure that, yes, you have to talk about that. I'm sure Brad talked about it with his family and had those discussions. That Boston is one of 3 or 4 or 5 places that Brad probably would have been willing to go to. But I think the feeling, I don't know, from my feeling was once once he left and once they went on a run, it felt like, okay, you do have to turn the page here. It's really hard to bring him back and put the C back on him and do all of that now that he's gone. I think when the deal was done initially, I thought, well, maybe you could do a, you know, kind of a rental play. But once you saw him in the playoffs in Florida, it felt like, okay, you kind of have to move on.
It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. I just feel like the Bruins, who we always say their fan base, no matter what, mm-hmm. stays very intact. Like they don't miss buying their season tickets. They don't miss out on games, even if they're having an off season. It just feels like Bruins fans have a passion unlike any other team, mm-hmm. but nobody's even talking about them right now. Like this off season has felt so quiet around the Bruins that it's almost scary.
The winter is going to be a unique place this year in the Boston sports scene because neither team is competing for a championship.
Yeah.
And, you know, going back, how many games away were we for the Celtics and Bruins both being in the championship together? Remember, that was the whole talk. You know, could they get a double championship?
We were talking about how are they going to schedule make sure that fans could be able to watch and go.
Oh, Curtis and Courtney talked about a parade on the game 7. It was a whole to-do. Yeah, I remember.
I do think, though, to that point, again, you can debate that this team could be, you know, could be at the bottom or it could be eighth place. It could be fifth place in the you can debate it a bunch of different ways because no one really knows. But I do think once it gets going and you see everybody back on the ice, you see McAvoy back, you see Lindholm back, you see Swayman taking a step, you see David Paz, you'll get a bit of a swell. I think after the way the season ended last year, so many people just wanted to not think about it. And we really won't get that back until training camp starts. But they're not winning the conference by any means, but I think there's more there than people are giving them credit for.
Hot button topic that former NHL players have talked about, especially during this offseason, the millionaire's tax. And in regards to playing in Boston, do you think it plays into that?
Yeah, certainly it does. Again, you see it. Florida or Tampa Bay have won the Stanley Cup or won the Eastern Conference 6 years in a row, 7 years in a row. So there's something there. I think Boston's really lucky in hockey circles that this is a place that guys want to live, though. So you do have you don't have the backstop of we talked about family and growing and, you know, raising kids and raising a family here. I think that's a lot of the guys at that point, and have families and know that and understand that from a hockey perspective, I would say. I think that it's kind of a European city. It's kind of a Canadian city. It's something familiar. It's small town, but a big city. I think those are the reasons why hockey guys like it here. But at the end of the day, when I talk to my agent, okay, what's my contract? It doesn't really matter what my contract is. It's what's my end dollar at the end of each season? Right. How much am I actually, what's taxes, agent fees, cost of living, all of these things. What is my number at the end of the day? And that's what guys have figured out that. Guys are concerned about that. And that's why you're seeing, and also it's pretty cool to live on the beach and play hockey all season.
And no pressure and no fans. But Gary Bettman, I think it was this past Cup final, was asked about it and he got very defensive.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. The business side of it's very defensive because obviously they don't want to make it look like one team or one state is getting an advantage. But there's no question that, and again, Boston's in between what's going on up north. Again, you go to Canada and you know
it's crazy.
You're 53% tax on in Toronto,
and you can't even fly home when you get to your location.
And you can't if you're in Vancouver, you can't buy a house because they have foreign international housing rules.
What?
Really?
Yeah, you can't buy if you're an American in Vancouver, you can't buy a house.
So all of those guys just have to rent.
Yeah.
Even if they're a lifer.
Even if they're a lifer. Yeah.
So how do you, is there a process by which you could become able to purchase something, or is it just only if you're a Canadian citizen?
Yeah, they did it because so many of the Chinese dollars were coming over and they were just funneling it through real estate in Vancouver. So,
Wow.
All right, well, it'll be interesting to hear what you have to say on Morning Brew, as well as your coverage on Nesson all season long. Or are you going to be pregame, postgame?
Probably a little bit of everything like I have been.
bringing back what you guys were doing, the fun little segment from studio with Patrice?
Yeah, we need those two guys to sign up, I guess. From all accounts, they're on board. But yeah, it'd be good if we can do a few more of the unobstructed view shows.
We talked about that a lot. We liked that.
Yeah, it's fun. It was fun. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I think it was great that people got to see Bergie, you know, loosen up a little bit because he's so funny.
Next time,
and then Tukes, like you brought up, Tukes is just,
he's
awesome. The mayor.
Make
he's the next governor of Massachusetts.
I think he would win, and he could buy property here.
That's right.
Next year, I would just have Dale off screen when he's doing the Bergie back rubs. Because it's a little awkward when you're watching.
Hands. Yeah, just the hands. That'd be creepy. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Curtis teased it, but Karen Garigian has a new article that dropped today. We'll get into that after the break.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That was Steph Diggs with Diana Rossini, followed up with Mike Vrabel's back and forth with Phil Perry after, all regarding where Steph Diggs stands on this team. Will he be ready for week one? And now Curtis is telling me that Karen Garigian has dropped an article today kind of echoing what Phil Perry said.
Yeah, so she takes the conversation yesterday and brings her own opinion to it, saying that early in camp he dominated practice. He was everywhere. Now it's often seeing him go without a catch in sessions. She's wondering why he has been so ineffective, and she wonders, is he unhappy about the number of touches he's getting in these practices? She says it's hard to know for certain, but there's little disputing the fact that the star receiver, who was the team's best wideout early in camp, has disappeared from the offense in recent days. While he's consistently been impressive in one-on-ones and seven-on-sevens, he's been an afterthought during full team drills. Last week, Diggs mysteriously showed up late to the joint practices against Washington and was held out of the game against the Commanders. That, to me, tells me he was late and he was punished and he didn't play.
It's very... And you agree.
Karen Garigian
is 1A. Like, she is the top of the top when
down
it comes
the middle,
to people.
The opposite of a bomb tosser.
Yes. No, she doesn't toss bombs, but everybody trusts her in that organization.
Yes.
When Brady was there, Brady would not be speaking to media. It was very clear to everybody, and Karen Garigian always was able to talk to Tom Brady because he trusted Karen.
And very quickly, Vrabel and Karen get along
Yes.
remarkably well. Like, remember early on, she... you know what?
His first press conference.
She asked the question about Diggs. We were wondering if he was going to, because before when Belichick was here, and other organizations do this, prior to a press conference, if there's something that is going to be a buzz topic that they don't want to address, they'll send a note and it's a statement that says, such and such happened, this is all we'll say on the matter. And then that gets in front of any questions, they can say, look at the statement. She asked the first question with the follow-up about Diggs in the boat, and the fact that she's noting that he was late, and then she quotes what you got out of him from our show this week, Coach's Decision, this is not a media creation. This is a reality. Vrabel's pissed. He's pissed that it's gone to the forefront. He thought this was going to be behind the scenes. My guess is he didn't want him talking to Diana Rossini about this, and he was pissed that Phil Perry brought it up and he had to deal with it again on his 50th birthday, nonetheless.
So, overall, you think the main reason why Steph Diggs was pulled out of the game on Friday was not to hold him back to make sure he didn't get re-injured or any type of injury-prone situation. It was all disciplinary.
He was cleared. When he came out at the beginning of training camp, they said they have the pup. They have, you can be physically unable to perform. You can be on all kinds of lists. He was given full clearance. So if you're cleared to play, you're cleared to play. And this, I mean, this lays it out as organized, factually based on what Diggs has said, what Vrabel said, and the reality is that he has been an afterthought during full team drills. On Thursday, he didn't have a single catch during the 11-on-11 periods. That meant he didn't register a catch during four of the last five instances he was involved in team drills. Four of the last five instances of practices with 11-on-11, the best receiver on the field hasn't gotten a catch.
And is she echoing what Phil said about coming late, wanting more touches, or we're just saying, relating that she's kind of on the same page?
She said that last week, she noted that he showed up late to the joint practices and that he was held out of the game, what Vrabel would later deem as a coach's decision. I don't, you know, of course there could be a million other things going on, but even if you didn't want to throw it into a tight window, if you're Drake May and you're an 11-on-11s, you want to get on the same page as Steph Diggs. I mean, he's the best player that you have.
And we talked a lot before preseason officially started that Drake May was making sure that he was meeting with his receivers. He was figuring out flights where people were staying so that they could all work out. And we were saying specifically that his relationship with Steph Diggs seemed so great, which will pay off for the Patriots this season. So if he's not getting those touches throughout preseason and he's not being able to practice with him, whether it's at practice or during preseason games, does that set Drake May back going into week one?
It could, but just going back to that, because it's so big. Like, I hate when people say things aren't a story. They are a story, okay? At the aftermath of everything that we talk about, whether it was Pedro and the Red Sox or Alex Guerrero and the Patriots, it's always bigger. Brady Bill, it's always bigger than the reality is that we talk about on the radio. The fact is that Vrabel saying coach's decision means it wasn't the player's decision, and it led all of this. Like, right now it's a power struggle. He's trying to get Diggs to assimilate to the new culture he's trying to instill in Foxborough, and Diggs is saying, you need me far more than I need you, bud. Like, and that's true.
Yeah. So do they have to put Diggs in tomorrow then?
I don't know.
To make this go away?
I don't think they will. I don't think they will.
Because if he doesn't play tomorrow, it's not playing the next week. So then we're dealing with this all the way through till game one. Could you put it to bed if you put him out there for the first quarter, three series, throw the ball to him on an out route where he doesn't get hit, and then you can put it all to rest.
But then also, at 1 p.m. we asked Wiggy before he went on vacation, like, what do you expect on Saturday? And he's like, you need to see your starters for the first half and even a series into the second. So, I mean, even if they just put Steph Diggs out there to try to cover the narrative, is it going to be enough?
That's what I mean.
I don't think so. I mean, if you had asked me, what's one thing you need at the end of camp, I would say Diggs and Drake May to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And the offensive line. Probably the offensive line and then Diggs. And I guess it's all one and the same. But this is, you just said you could have stopped it. You could put it to bed. This could have been put to bed. He tells Karen, no big deal. You know, mm-hmm. I'm happy that he's got a great personality. That's part of who he is. And it's just, I don't think Vrabel has handled this well. I don't think this has been a good way to go about dealing with someone that you know needs to be sort of coddled.
That being, like, there's no chance, though, the football world, the people that are inside football looked at this and said, Diggs and Vrabel is going to go smoothly.
Right.
There's no chance.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is not, so, again, I am 50,000 feet, but this is not surprising to me, just the way Vrabel conducts himself, the way Diggs conducts himself, that this is going to come to a head probably much more than this. And that's why it is a story already, because you can absolutely see a scenario where these two guys have yelled at each other already.
All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm so sorry that I didn't tease this earlier, but we have the weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic, not AI. Acrobatic's one of my favorites. So we'll hear that right after the break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.